AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A major fire has destroyed a multi-story building under construction on Baltimore's east side tonight. The fire broke out as steps were being taken to end the violence that erupted a few hours after the funeral of a black man who died in the custody of police.
I have declared a state of emergency at the request of Baltimore City.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has activated the National Guard to deal with the violence. The mayor of Baltimore is also imposing a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew, but not until tomorrow night. Stephanie Rawlings Blake, who has been widely criticized for her late response to the unrest, says rioters and looters are taking advantage of peaceful protests for Freddie Gray the past few days.
It is idiotic to think that by destroying your city that you're going to make life better for anybody.
Police Colonel Daryl D'Souza says his department will find those who have been rioting and looting and bring them to justice.
We have a lot of video that we're easily able to, over the next couple of days, really and safely say we track them down and find out who's responsible.
More than two dozen arrests have been made so far, and at least 15 police officers have been injured. Singing, they're going to stay on the battlefield until they die. Members of the clergy in Baltimore are trying to restore calm tonight. But AP correspondent Skip Foreman reports few people are paying any attention to the clergy.
There are people watching this march approach them, and they're watching it. At this particular point, I'm not seeing many people out. Not at the level that they were when this situation started earlier.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who was sworn in before rioting and looting broke out in Baltimore, is condemning the violence. This is AP Radio News. The Transportation Safety Board has declined a request to reopen the investigation of the Iowa plane crash that killed musicians Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make
In a letter dated April 21st, the agency said the evidence presented in a request from pilot L.J. Kuhn was not sufficient to merit the reconsideration of the findings of the original investigation. Kuhn had contended there were other issues involving weight and balance calculations, fuel gauge readings, and more that contributed to the crash. The Civil Aeronautics Board ruled in 1959 that the most likely cause of the crash was pilot error. Snow was listed as a secondary cause. I'm Ross Simpson.